Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesota's Republican congressional delegation is urging Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith to help end the federal government shutdown. They're urging support for a clean, bipartisan funding bill, but the sticking point is health care. Smith says she won't stop fighting to preserve tax credits that could keep health insurance premiums from skyrocketing.
All we're asking is that Republicans who are in charge of the House and the Senate and the White House negotiate with us to stop this huge health insurance premium increase that's hurting all of our constituents.
This is day 8 of the government shutdown. Governor Tim Walz says Minnesota's preparing for President Trump to send the National Guard to the Twin Cities. Walz said, quote, it would be logical for them to come here at the Star Tribune's North Star Summit Tuesday with Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. The governor added, quote, we fall into exactly what it looks like they're trying to target, blue cities. Walz plans to challenge any deployment of the National Guard. Governor Pritzker said he feels the National Guard patrolling Chicago is a, quote, unconstitutional invasion. State lawmakers are waiting for the governor to call a special session. DFL Senator Heather Gustafson of Vadnais Heights says it could be called quickly to pass some ideas, but gun legislation needs to be part of the debate.
We can put more funding into mental health. We absolutely should. We can talk about school safety and how that might look different in a policy year. But we also it's a three-legged stool. We also need to address guns.
Republican Senator Michael Croon of Blaine says some action could be taken now.
So one example could be safe school funding, extending that to non-public schools. I think there's broad consensus on that issue, and it could make an immediate impact, and that would be a good use of a special session.
And the Crown Prince of Norway is visiting St. Olaf College today in Northfield. There will be more Minnesota students on the streets and sidewalks today for the 30th annual Walk to School Day. Joseph Palmersheim with the Department of Transportation says it's a popular event.
This year we have 150 schools across the state that are participating. You know, we have a lot of the same schools participate in this year after year. And having been to more than a handful of these events, you know, I can tell this is something that kids get excited about.
He says it's important for students to get physical activity and learn how to safely navigate city streets and other areas near school. Most districts have a drop-off location about a half mile from school for students who live outside of town and want to walk. And the Timberwolves fell to the Pacers 135-134 in overtime last night in their first preseason game at Target Center. The Wolves trailed by 24 points in the third quarter before rallying to force OT. Minnesota plays the Knicks tomorrow night in New York City. This is MNN.